I wish you all Taji Delek. I hope that for you everything is filled with happiness, auspiciousness, and excellence. To come back here again to Marpa House and to meet you all again makes me very happy.
On behalf of Marpa House, everyone involved, trustees and committee, it makes us very happy to be able to welcome Rinpoche back today. For those who don't know, he literally has just flown in, had the pleasures of the M25. So we're very pleased to welcome him back and pleased to have Ali.
Yes.
Rinpoche de Pep Konso Yang Hajang Gabo Jungson. Teaching us in the Kihako Gimido Rinpoche Namdru Ne Shaja de Pepson, Kachula Pepson. To DJ.
Oh, there. Ta Tardang, Tarjus Songote, Chitangreta Malarepe, Naro Punjon, the Somber. Tardan, Tarjus Songo, Songoji, Tamarasau.
It would be good then to begin with the song that Milarepa sang to the Bunpo adept whose name was Naro Bunchung, called The Sources of Power. Rinpoche asks that you please listen. And Rinpoche says, I will sing too. I will sing, and then we'll hear it in English. There's a whole lot of power in my view, free from extremes beyond concept. There's a whole lot of power right here in the heart of what's been pure from the very start. There's a whole lot of power in my meditation, undistracted and reference free. A whole lot of power is what I find in the great clear light, the great clear light. There's a whole lot of power when I act, because whatever happens, I'm relaxed. There's a whole lot of power flowing easily when actions are natural, relaxed, and free. There's a whole lot of power in the result of pure reality recognizing itself. There's a whole lot of power in the fruit of this great variety being naturally free. There's a whole lot of power in my samaya. I've precisely followed the Lama's commands. There's a whole lot of power because nothing is wrong. No vows have been broken, no harm has been done. There's a whole lot of power in my practice, because whatever happens, I adapt to it. There's a whole lot of power, because in the end, all appearances are my friends. I say all appearances are my friends.
De emelare be tartan no banyo jumsinje more tintete.
This is a song that Milarepa sang to explain the sources of his power, and it makes an auspicious connection for us to sing it here tonight. Before listening to the teachings, please give rise to the supreme motivation of bodhicitta. This means that for the benefit of all sentient beings who are as limitless in number as the sky is vast in its extent, we aim to bring our wisdom to its perfection and our compassion to its perfection. And when we do that, it is given the name the attainment of enlightenment. We know that in order to do this, we must listen to, reflect upon, and meditate on the teachings of the genuine Dharma with all of the enthusiasm we can muster in our hearts. This is the supreme motivation of bodhicitta. Please give rise to it and listen.
Hirabje Parudu Samba, Tonda Jabal Plapote, Juni Benani, Sumba, then Bom Kabale Sombe, Chindulende, Chindulende Beton, Dudu Jewel Dudu.
In the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma, the main sutra is called the Sutra of the Great Mother, Prajna Paramita, in 100,000 verses. It fills 12 volumes in the Tibetan text, and I would like to explain to you tonight from the third volume about the transcendence of bondage and liberation.
Tela dambo tem mla dambo mlam jepi tembare Malandavu Zundana Zunde Majendan Majembadan Madurbao Zumbar.
This section uses examples to explain how it is that in genuine reality there is no bondage and no liberation. And the first example used is the example of the dream. And so the Buddha taught, these forms, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated.
Jingwa tar nang na yang,
In a dream, whatever appears is empty at the same time it appears. While its nature is emptiness, it is appearing. And so it is appearance and emptiness, undifferentiable. And so, although there may appear to be bondage, in fact, there is no bondage. And while there may appear to be liberation, there is no actual liberation either. The events of bondage and liberation do not exist in the genuine nature of the dream. In terms of the relative appearances of them, they are dependently arisen mere appearances. When you dream and you don't know you're dreaming, then it is as if the bondage and liberation do actually exist. When you know that you're dreaming, then the bondage and liberation are dependently arisen mere appearances. And in terms of the actual nature of the dream, the bondage and liberation have never existed at all. And similarly, in the daytime, when we do not have direct realization of emptiness, then bondage and liberation appear to be real. We think that they are real, and we have experiences which seem to confirm that. However, when we do have a direct realization of emptiness, although bondage and liberation may appear, we experience them not as being truly existent, but rather as dependently arisen mere appearances. Because in the actual nature of reality, the bondage and liberation have never been there. They have never been established as truly existent. The Buddha joined the example of the dream to explain how the five aggregates, the five skandhas, are neither bound nor liberated. And so I will explain these verses to you. Now you should write down the verse about there being no bondage and no liberation with regard to form. These forms which are like a dream. Are neither bound nor liberated. And now you should recite these together three times. These forms, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated. These forms, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated. These forms, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated. The next verse reads, these feelings, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated.
Tene thorwala thorwa deva thorwa donga tanyu thorwa tanyu do sombe mogu koni tene tenje koni yena danda thorwa thorwa jobje thoro gna ki jom khordun ro thorwa deva donga tanyu de jobje.
Feelings can be divided into three different types. Feelings of happiness, of suffering, and indifference. And these three basic types can then be divided into 18 when we consider that for each of the six consciousnesses, one can have an experience of feeling, a feeling of happiness or suffering or indifference related to the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mental consciousness. Let's recite this verse together three times. These feelings, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated. These feelings, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated. These feelings, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated.
Relax.
The third aggregate is discriminations. These discriminations, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated. Discriminations are defined as the mental event of clinging to characteristics of any object, whether it be outside or inside. So if we look at relating to inner feelings, then if you cling to the characteristics of happiness, that is a discrimination of happiness. You cling to the characteristics of suffering, that is a discrimination of suffering. Anytime that you look at an object and cling to its characteristics, that's a discrimination. And so there are limitless different kinds of discriminations the mind can make. But in fact, in their true nature, they are beyond bondage and liberation. And therefore, one does not need to try to stop them or cause them to happen. We'll recite together. These discriminations, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated. These discriminations, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated. These discriminations, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated.
Tenen dozire, dozije pomore. Dozela semzo ngapjo takje ganani, tsorva ndohi ni, tsorva pombo da dohi je pombo yate, tene yenda, yenda yipju shergote, dozije pombo, tsungdin dozizil, so sem tam nyam do jogre.
The next aggregate is the aggregate of formations. And one type of formation is a mental formation or mental event. And there are 51 types of different mental events. The first two are feelings and discriminations. And they were, when the Buddha taught the aggregates, he gave each of them its own category of aggregate. And then, so then the remaining 49 are left over in this fourth category of mental formations. And these formations that are the mental formations are called by the technical term concomitant, meaning going together, because they go together, these mental events go together with the primary sense consciousnesses and the primary mental consciousness.
Kamalandavu dhazindana majembadamadurubhavu.
Can recite together. These formations which are like a dream are neither bound nor liberated. These formations which are like a dream are neither bound nor liberated. These formations which are like a dream are neither bound nor liberated.
Tapumbongamba nam hiji pombore. Megi nam hi nava nam hi nai nam hi che nam hi luja nam hi de nam hi chokta. Nam hi tsuje ke lembe lola tenen danda kun hi de nyumumba yi de nam hi tsobje. Nam hi tsuje yang manam hi enda tene ne lola jingro le de pare.
The fifth aggregate is the aggregate of consciousnesses. These include the eye sense consciousness, the ear sense consciousness, the nose sense consciousness, the tongue sense consciousness, the body sense consciousness, and the mental consciousness. This group of six, and there's also a tradition of asserting eight consciousnesses, in which you would also include the afflicted consciousness and the base consciousness. So let's recite this together. These consciousnesses, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated. These consciousnesses, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated. These consciousnesses, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated. Now recite the verses about all five aggregates with your mind not distracted to anything else, and in this way practicing recitation meditation. These forms which are like a dream are neither bound nor liberated. These feelings which are like a dream are neither bound nor liberated. These discriminations which are like a dream are neither bound nor liberated. These formations which are like a dream are neither bound nor liberated. These consciousnesses, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated.
dāpe nyeba de dānyi re, dānyi je dāde, dānyi de dāde namdo ke tā na, namdo ke ngol dēmba jar nāna yāng, dā keche pe ngāne dēne mātru pare, nyeba da ma nyeba mātru pare.
The next example that the Buddha used is the example of music. Because when we hear music, what our concepts do is to confuse the different moments of the sounds and think that not, they are not different moments, but that they are all one. And so then you hear different moments of music and you think it's all one and you think this music sounds good or this music sounds bad. But in fact, it's just one individual moment of sound after another. And in this individual moment of sound that did not exist the instant before you heard it and that vanishes the instant you have any concept of it, there is nothing that is either pleasant or unpleasant. It's beyond these conceptual fabrications.
Tedar hirab jeche na madum na yang tanda mache na tende nang zang yubi se na danyin jidda tezo nang yin tungba tong yin nang nang tong yinmi manza chibara.
In this way, when we investigate music with our intelligence, we don't find anything truly existent. When we don't investigate, there is a dependently arisen mere appearance of music. And therefore, the music is appearance and emptiness, undifferentiable, and is an example for how all phenomena are the same. Appearance and emptiness, undifferentiable.
Danyin dawe zonde ma jema durwa wo. Danyin dawe zorwa de ma jema durwa wo. Danyin dawe duzi de ma jema durwa wo. Danyin dawe duzi de da ma jema durwa wo. Danyin dawe nambare jebat ma jema durwa wo.
Now we'll recite and simply substitute music for a dream. So these forms which are like music are neither bound nor liberated, and so forth. These forms which are like music are neither bound nor liberated. These feelings which are like music are neither bound nor liberated. These discriminations which are like music are neither bound nor liberated. These formations which are like music are neither bound nor liberated. These consciousnesses which are like music are neither bound nor liberated.
Ape sambandhi miyore miyorde mikte na dawa chikla dawa nyin thongwa la sopa taa. Yaan pekin chin la tene trakhe naama dawa taa. Trakhe taa. Trakhe taa jatong la sopa mikte naangre. Tesu tamche meki yorlu maa to naangre maare. Yaan meki yaan chikke meki yorlu yenda lu naangre maare. Ten dawa te la tene miyor se re. Miyor te ten ten naantong ye me re. Nandong ye me ba te ye do, tene pomponga ya nandong ye me. Pomponga nandong ye me ba se na, ne lo la chingdru yo ma. Chingdru ma mikso.
The third example the Buddha used is the example of an optical illusion. And these include, for example, when you squeeze your eye and you look at the moon, then you see two moons. Or if you have a certain sickness, then you can see it looks like falling hairs in front of your eyes, or you can see other kinds of spots or different kinds of forms. And these are examples of appearance emptiness because although they appear very clearly to you in that situation, if your eye is healthy, then they don't appear at all. And also they can appear to you very clearly in a certain space, but they don't appear to anyone else who looks at that same place. So this highlights how these are just appearances that arise due to the coming together of causes and conditions. They don't have any essence of their own. And this is what is meant by saying that they are dependently arisen, mere appearances, and therefore of the nature of appearance and emptiness. And the five aggregates are the same. They are appearance, emptiness, undifferentiable, and therefore they are neither bound nor liberated.
Mayur dava zonde amade amadurva. Mayur dava zorva ande amade amadurva. Mayur dava zonde amade amadurva. Mayur dava zonde amade amadurva. Mayur dava number zeva amade amadurva.
Together, these forms which are like an optical illusion are neither bound nor liberated. These feelings which are like an optical illusion are neither bound nor liberated. These discriminations which are like an optical illusion are neither bound nor liberated. These formations which are like an obstacle illusion are neither bound nor liberated. These consciousnesses which are like an optical illusion are neither bound nor liberated.
Da yeba zungire zungin jipere melona na zungin khan cho tawala zungin khan zungin dela tene nelo la tene jingwa da drowa ye mar zungin de te nandong yemi yebsena
The fourth example is that of a reflection. A reflection is an appearance with no essence, with no inherent nature. And so it is appearance and emptiness. And whatever may appear there then is not actually bound and not actually liberated. And all the aggregates are the same, appearance and emptiness, like a reflection, dependently arisen, mere appearance that is not, when we investigate, what it seems to be. When you investigate, you can't find the essence of what is appearing there, and therefore there is no bondage and no liberation.
Zunye dava duze na maje madurva. Zunye dava nambar jeba maje madurva.
Together, these forms which are like a reflection are neither bound nor liberated. These feelings which are like a reflection are neither bound nor liberated. These discriminations, which are like a reflection, are neither bound nor liberated. These formations, which are like a reflection, are neither bound nor liberated. These consciousnesses, which are like a reflection, are neither bound nor liberated.
Then it's all alone, no chew your mother. Radasoya, Tarangboni, mēngyō chō rē sānān rō, tā lā lēp tū tēne chō yō mā rē, wā dēn rā wō. Mēngyō tē nāndōng yē mē sē nō, tēne mēngyō tē lā yāng, jēng wā tā trō wā yō mā rē. Tē yīn tō pōng pōng ā bō yāng, jēng rū lēn tē pā rē, nē lō lā jēng rū lēn tē pā rē.
The fifth example is the example of a mirage. When you look at a desert, and from far away it seems like there is water, but when you get up close to that place, then there's no water at all. And even animals are fooled by this. They think there's water and they go looking for it, but when they get there, they don't find it. And so the water that appears is appearance and emptiness. And this is an example for how it is that when you don't analyze, it looks like there's something existing there in the five aggregates, but when you do analyze, you can't find what formerly appeared to your concepts to be. And so the aggregates are appearance and emptiness, undifferentiable. And therefore, in their nature, there is neither bondage nor liberation, because what is of the nature of appearance and emptiness cannot actually be bound and cannot actually be liberated. These forms, which are like a mirage, are neither bound nor liberated. These feelings, which are like a mirage, are neither bound nor liberated. These discriminations, which are like a mirage, are neither bound nor liberated. These formations, which are like a mirage, are neither bound nor liberated. These consciousnesses, which are like a mirage, are neither bound nor liberated.
Da pe trupa te trupa te. Trupa te zendru je trupa trupa te. Tene nangin tong nang tong hin nang wang nang tong yin me le. Ne lo la jengdru ya ma. Te nangin pong pong ngang po yin jengdru le de ba.
The sixth example is the example of a miraculous emanation. And this is the same root word for the emanation of nirmanakaya, an emanation of a Buddha or another realized being. And in this case, it refers to a miraculous appearance, miraculous emanation, and therefore it is something that appears at the same time being empty of any substantial nature. And while it is empty, it appears. It is appearance and emptiness undifferentiable. And therefore, in its nature, there can be neither any bondage nor any liberation. Together, these forms which are like a miraculous emanation are neither bound nor liberated. These feelings which are like a miraculous emanation are neither bound nor liberated. These discriminations, which are like a miraculous emanation, are neither bound nor liberated. These formations, which are like a miraculous emanation, are neither bound nor liberated. These consciousnesses, which are like a miraculous emanation, are neither bound nor liberated. To say that there is no bondage and no liberation. And to say that there is nothing that needs to be stopped and nothing that needs to be accomplished or created, these have the same meaning. How the true nature of reality transcends bondage and liberation is something difficult to understand, difficult to realize, and that is why the Buddha taught it in connection with so many different examples and different subjects. And today we looked at the verses showing how the five aggregates are free from bondage and liberation. Tomorrow we will look at others. And that is all for tonight. You should recite these verses many times. The verses are easy to understand and easy to memorize, but difficult to gain certainty in. And that is why it is important to recite them again and again, to practice recitation meditation.
Zonandaya
Tamje Zepanye Tomne Nyepe Dhanam Pamjen Jega Nache Balab Trupai Sipe Tsole Drowa Drowa Shu
Nende Nyemo Delek Tsende
Nime Kungyang Delek Shing Nintzen Tato Delek Pa Kuncho Sumje Tashi Shu.